Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
When it comes to investing, we're all in. Have it all, and active and passive. Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Hello and welcome back, Cashflow Multipliers. As always, it's our joy to be here with all of you today.
Thank you so much for taking us along no matter where you are tuning in from today. Genuinely, we are happy to be here.
Today's episode, we're dedicating to those who want a sampling of everything. They can never settle for one thing and have good taste.
Are you talking about your dream buffet or investing?
Honestly, sometimes investing can be a bit of a buffet-like situation, right? Since COVID, buffets are few and far between, but the appeal of options looking before you commit and having the mac and cheese and tacos on the same plate will always remain a simple joy in my book.
So when it comes to investing, are you saying people can have more than one option?
100%, Nan. We're an example of this, and we've been doing this for the past few years. When it comes to investing, we're all in, have it all, and active and passive.
It's true. Many people don't know this about us, but we now have over 5,000 units as both active and passive accounts and $200 million in asset under management as general partners.
We all think about active investing, so it makes sense why many assume that we're only taking active roles within apartment investing space, when in reality, we play both sides, right?
Players on both sides on the field, that is true, right? While we spend the majority of our time in our role as actives under apartment syndication, passive investments are still important to us and play an essential role in, you know, our overall apartment investing strategy. Palm, is it safe to say that passive investing will always be our first love?
You will always be my
Okay, I don't want to hear you sing right now.
Apologize to our listeners for that. Oops. Definitely. Passive investing will always hold a special place in our hearts. It's how we started. Of course, you guys know about this by now. But beyond that, there's also a wide range of benefits that help make us better active investors in the game and much stronger.
One of those major benefits is building a relationship with our, you know, potential future partners, diversifying and learning new markets outside of our active portfolio. We're all about learning and growing, and working with new people, you know, help us see and take in how other incredible active investors run their accounts and business.
It's a win-win. But what about you, Cashflow Multipliers? Are you passive investors who want to diversify your portfolio? Or are you an active investor who feels like you're too much in the weeds with your own investments and team to think about passive investing again?
For today's episode, we're going through all the reasons why you should consider also incorporating passive investments into your overall real estate investing strategy. Let's do this.
Let's do it. To kick things off, as most of us know who've been in the game for a while, establishing yourself as a syndicator in a specific market takes time and effort. There are tons of work that goes into researching of these markets, networking with people who have invested there already, and looking for viable options for yourself to invest in.
For most of us, most of the time, if we're looking to diversify and grow our apartment syndication, we first invest in this market passively ourselves before we bring along any other passive investors' money. An example of this is our recent deal in Houston that, you know, we're closing soon. We passively invest in Houston area long before we even own multifamily real estate there.
You may ask why? Because where your money is, you know you're going to be keeping your eye on. So where we put money, we're going to focus our effort. So our attention was Houston, Texas. Testing the market and seeing how our investment played out in the great state of Texas, specifically Southern Texas, right? Because we've been in DFW for a while.
Yes. Plus, we are hand off the entire time while the sponsorship team, you know, the syndicator in Houston, take the wheel. We receive an education just by watching what they do, learning from the team, and seeing them thrive in this market. They were doing all the hard work, which allowed for us to leverage their knowledge and understanding of what that particular area without the need to be involved in the everyday, you know, day-to-day operations.
We still did our part, though, by contributing to working by conducting our own market research and vetting potential deals.
But doing a high-level 30,000 view analysis is an entirely different game than running the entire show, as any, you know, active investor will tell you.
So you want to diversify your portfolio. First of all, good for you.
Yes.
You're savvy.
Love it.
Like to experiment, and you may be described by your friends and family as someone who doesn't like to be kept in the box.
That's why passive investing is perfect for you. It's the opportunity to leverage the knowledge and skill set of other investors in order to expand your portfolio. Not only will you diversify your market reach, but you will also be able to diversify which types of assets you can invest in as well.
Often people ask us, I enjoy apartment investing, but I'm also curious about short-term rentals. Can I do both? To that, we say a resounding yes. As passive investor, you can. Joining forces as limited partners with an active investor in the space allows you to diversify into those new asset types with help of someone who already been there and done that and have done all the heavy lifting.
Think of yourself as someone who simply gleaned and basked in all education that, you know, the syndicator has to offer in the asset type you are interested in without having to do all the nuance and ruffling through the fine details. This leaves you with time and energy to focus on your area of expertise while, you know, spreading your investments into different buckets.
Get creative with it and don't be afraid to fail. In every investment, we have learned something, whether it's a shining success or something we wish we could have done differently. Regardless, we've tried and have formed some incredible relationships through every passive deals that we've done, and that's expanded our portfolio and the people we work with.
Our third point for today when it comes to active and passive investing is going through your retirement account. We know how this sounds, so hear us out. Our disclaimer first, if you're planning to use your 401k or other traditional forms of retirement accounts to invest, it's crucial to note that you cannot invest that money into your own deal. The IRS will call you out or, you know, refer to the type of transactions that are allowed as arm length transactions, meaning that it should not be your money invested directly into your own deal.
So Nan, you're saying that retirement account and your investments need to be far away from each other, like arm's length?
Exactly, not getting past you. However, some people play this card more dangerously than we do and interpret it differently. For us, the safe and smart option is to keep your deal at a true arm's length and not ruffle any, you know, IRS feather. We cannot stress the importance of checking with your CPA before you do anything retirement account related here. Here's the good news though. If you have a self-directed retirement account like a Roth IRA, you can still invest passively in other people's syndication like we do. We personally invest in our retirement accounts with other syndicators.
We've mentioned this before, but investing in multifamily real estate can't be without the right people. This asset is a team sport. I mean, how else do you think so many of us are playing both offense and defense at the same time when it comes to our investments?
Say you have an eye on a rockstar team that you think you can, you know, take your investment game to the next level. You've been stalking their social accounts and investment portfolio, and you even know about their cute dog, you know, Rufu.
Rufu sounds like some, like, tofu.
Well, yes, Rufu the tofu. You know him. How will they know you're interested in working with them if you don't start off as passive investor with them?
Well, there's lies the secret to success in this business. Stalk their profile and their dogs. Just kidding.
Woo-foo.
Open up a world of possibilities for not just new states and asset types. By partnering with the right people, you get to learn through them. Through passive investing, you will meet people in other markets that you may not have otherwise come into contact with.
We know this can sound eerie, like dating, but parallel are similar, right? Do you like their vibe? Is there chemistry? Do you have genuinely like interest or even enjoy like being around them?
While you may not end up in an engagement with an engagement ring, you might have to fork out $50 or $100K anyways through the passive investment with them. So we would argue that the stakes are just as high. These individuals have the potential to become future partners of yours, property managers, capital sources, and so much more.
Of course, we do not recommend shelling out 50, 100K right away. Keep the risk factor low while exploring potential partners by only investing in small amount of your own money and observing how they run their deals and manage, you know, their properties.
As you build trust, you can move on to bigger and more lucrative projects. You can learn a lot about someone by investing with them as a limited partner and see how they operate in the real world, not just on paper.
And finally, our last point is, if you want to become active, meaning like your general partner side, you must do what you want your passive investor to do, which is invest passively. I mean, Palm, how many times have we been asked, like, have you ever done this?
Oh, a lot. And it goes without saying, if you tell people that you love passive income and you don't do it,
and you have
no passive income, that drops your credibility to zero.
Absolutely. Guys, there is so much to explore when it comes to active and passive investing, and the world is yours to open up and see. We hope that today's episode helped you think through your own portfolio, where you want to make changes and where you think you're already killing it.
There are always room to grow, explore, and learn. We just want to help you put your best foot forward and never limit yourself to what you think only you can do. Guarantee you can do so much further than you realize.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. Check us out online at thekittysisters.com/podcast. And of course, you'll get free resources or other episodes and more. Before you go, if you haven't already, please hit rate and review button. We love reading all of them. Your feedback is, you know, invaluable for us. Until next time, guys, we'll talk to you all next week.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.